Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
We gather today because everything in life is not perfect. If everything were to be perfect, then we can enjoy everything. We gather because we don't come here and have all the answers we have. But we come to Jesus, who always gives us the right answers that we need. We've come because we need the one who can give us the key to succeed in life. And if someone here is trusting God for a miracle, I want you to know that you are the right place. Amen. When this theme came into my mind to write about it, that this song that was running through my spirit, When Peace Like a River, which was written by Harato Spafford after he had heartbreak. I just want you to listen to his story of this writer. When he had a heartbreak, when he lost his only son, then his business was burned down by fire in Chicago. Then his four children, the four daughters, drowned in sea, standing on the ship above the waters where his children died. Then he wrote on a little piece of paper, "It is well with my soul." These words, friends, was born not out of fear. It wasn't born out of comfort. They were words born out of conviction. The scripture I want to speak to you this afternoon is from John chapter 14, verse 27. It reads, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives." The world peace depends on circumstances. But God's peace depends on His presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Psalm 46, verse 10, and I know you know the scripture, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Being still is not because life is calm. Being still is not because God has finished everything. But being still means God is in control over your circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this takes my mind to the Old Testament scripture about the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. There was a woman in scripture known only as the Shunammite woman. She had no child, yet she served God and she served also the prophet Elijah. With this woman's hospitality and faith in God, something happened. One day, maybe it was a Thursday like today, God blessed this Shunammite woman with a son, as the Lord had promised this woman. Years later, fast forward, her son was suddenly ill. And this son was nearly passing away in the arms of the mother. For most people, if such a thing should happen to them, they will collapse. Others may even doubt that, can God even perform a miracle? And most probably may blame God. The way all of a sudden this has happened to me and my child. But you know what? The Shunammite woman did something that is remarkable. She laid her son down gently, saddled her donkey, and went straight to the prophet of God. And when she met Elisha's servant, she asked her, "Woman, how are you doing today?" And I'm sure for most of us would have responded, "Oh, my son is not okay, and I'm worried. I need to talk to the prophet." But to the prophet's servant, the response was amazing. She said, "It is well." Not because her circumstance was well. And I'm sure you know already, because her son was almost at the verge of dying. But because this woman, her confidence was in God and was not looking at her circumstances, but stood on her faith and had believed that God is able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly, and above that which she can think of. And because her faith was grounded in God, she said to this prophet servant, "It is well." This story teaches us that faith does not deny reality. Faith rather declares that God has the final say over reality. Amen. There's a gentleman who lives around our church area, Hilltop area. His name is called Michael. Every Friday, he showed up smiling. But behind the smile was a battle Michael was going through. Because on Fridays, I usually do a homeless giveaway on the west side of town. One night, it was around 5:30 to 6 o'clock there. After talking to some folks at Elvis' house, I met this young man and he said, "Pastor, I still believe, but sometimes believing hurts." And gently, I asked him, "Michael, why?" Then he said, "When you can't feel God, do you still trust him?" He sobbed and burst into tears. And then he whispered, "Yes. Because even in silence, he has never left me." I'm not too sure what your story is, but I want to tell you this afternoon, and I came to announce to you that even in your difficult moment, he has not left you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. When you can't feel God, do you still trust him? I'm asking each one of us. Sister Monica, when you don't feel the presence of God, do you trust God? Sister Annette, when you don't feel the presence of God even around you, do you still trust him? That is the question to ask this afternoon. Because even in silence, he has never left us alone. That is faith. Not loud, not perfect, not without a question. But our faith is deeply anchored in him. Now let me bring us home, since we are Methodists. The founder of Methodism, the great John Wesley, has a wisdom for us this afternoon. He once said, "I wish to be holy God's and walk with him every moment." And this means even when life shifts, even when storms rise, even when answers delay, my soul belongs to God. I thought you'd say amen to that. Because life comes with twists and turns. Sometimes it comes on when we are not ready. And sometimes when we are ready, things are not going to work the way we look at it. The message in one sentence is sometimes God does not change the situation we want him to change for us. Because he's using the situation to change us. Do you believe that? Peace is not the absence of storms. When we are talking about peace, that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be storms. Storms may be there, but God can calm us to have peace even within the storms. Peace is not knowing who stands in the boat with you, but peace is understanding that he got your back. This afternoon, I want you to affirm with me and repeat slowly as your spirit is behind what you're going to say. Say it like you mean it. It is well with my soul. I want you to say it with me. It is well with my soul.
It is well with my soul.
Now I want you to speak into the atmosphere, not as emotions, but as a declaration. I want you to say, God is with me. I am not alone.
God is with me.
I'm not alone. Amen. For peace in my heart becomes life easier for me, because God is always faithful. For what I am facing today will not break me. It will build me up. For God is writing my story, and the ending is going to be victorious. I say to you all this afternoon, it is well with our souls, because God is in control over our lives.
Yes.
I'm not too sure where you are in the journey, but I came to remind you that it is well with your soul. It is well with your spirit. It is well with your body. And it shall be well with whatever you are going through. For eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor hands have touched that which God has in store for you. Before we go before the Lord in prayer, I want you to ask yourself, if it had not been the Lord who had been for me, where would I have been? If it had not been the Lord who has shown mercy, grace, and favor, where would your story be? You're not better than those who have gone ahead of us. None of us are better than those who have gone ahead of us. None of us are better than those who didn't see the light of day today. But he showed mercy to even us. If God did not take our lives last night, then he is only giving us an opportunity today to live right. As we go into prayer, I want you to tell the Lord, thank you for sparing my life. Thank you for sparing my life. Thank you for giving me another reason to live again, another reason to breathe again, another reason to be here again, another reason to show kindness to somebody, another reason to be there for one another. Pray for yourself, pray for your friends, pray for the church family, and pray that together we'll grow in love and in unity. Pray that we'll grow in love and unity, and we will see nothing but the grace of God. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for peace that does not depend on our circumstances. Thank you for your strength when we feel weak, and for your presence in every valley, for every storm and every unanswered questions, Lord. Teach us to trust you the way the Shunammite woman trusted you. Teach us, oh God, to believe when we are weak. Teach us, even when we weep, to know that there's going to be a smile at the end. Teach us to say, Lord, not for our emotions, but from faith. We too can say, it is well with our soul. Help us to walk with every heart today and carry every burden that weighs us down. Heal every wound that we are battling with. And Lord, let your peace be our portion. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Is anyone amongst us who has any special prayer request that you want us to pray for?
Yeah, this is Stephanie. I do. For my youngest brother, my sister called, said he had surgery today for prostate cancer. And the doctor had found something that he had never seen in his history of surgery. I couldn't tell you what it is, but if you could pray for him.
What's the name?
Greatly appreciated.
What's the name?
His name. We call him Chip, but his name is Felicia.
Felicia, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with that of Felicia. Healing is a food.
Lucia.
Good.
Lucia.
Oh, Lucia. Okay. Healing is the food you have given to them that believe in you. Therefore, Lord, We speak life over our dear one in the name of Jesus. We speak life even now in the name of Jesus. That let there be a performance that we can say of a truth, the Lord has done it again. For this is the confidence that we have in you, that whenever we pray and pray according to your will, you hear us. We thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? We thank God for how far He's brought us. Was somebody saying something that I didn't know?
Yeah, my mom and this is Danae. Hi, hello everyone. My mom and my stepdad are actually missing, and I'm getting ready to try and put in a police report. I was watching the news, and there's been like a lot of problems with the AI tool. Some people have been killed because of it, other people wrongly and falsely accused. So I'm noticing a trend with it, but anyways, I'm getting ready to put in a missing persons report for my mom and my stepdad. So I'm just praying that they turn up pretty quickly. I haven't seen them in about a week and a half.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is also another situation that we prayed about last week. And we know that your hands are not short, nor your ears are limited in hearing us. But we come before you affirming that once we have prayed, the Lord, you have done it. We continue to thank you, even though we have not seen them, but our faith tells us that they are here. Lord, wherever they are, please, cause us to have an opportunity to see them and reconnect back again with them as a family. Spirit of a living God, we would not ignore the fact that whenever we ask you, you would always answer us. Therefore, Lord, we thank you in advance for answering us, for showing yourself great on behalf of our dear sister, father, and mother. Wherever they are, Lord, give us a sign and cause us to see that which you have prayed and looking for it for. And when all is said and done, we would have a testimony that the Lord had done it again. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. We thank God for all of us who made it today. I know that it's always a joy to come together and to pray and to hear His word and to encourage ourselves, especially in days like this where things are not normal because we're living in strange times. We thank God for His word this afternoon, encouraging us that it is well with our soul. I pray for the grace of God to abound on our lives, that God will show Himself strong on our lives even as we enter into another season of thanksgiving. May the coming week, Thanksgiving, be a time that we can say of a truth, the Lord has been good to all of us. The Lord bless you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. And may He be gracious unto us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.